Barbara Brown Taylor, one of my favorite preachers and prolific authors, wrote in the Christian Century in an article entitled The Perfect Mirror about a retreat. The retreat leader asked the participants to think of someone who represented Christ in their lives. One woman responded by saying she had a hard time with that question. She said she kept thinking, "Who is it who told me the truth about myself that I wanted to kill them?" Taylor writes, according to John, Jesus died because he told the truth to everyone he met. He was the truth, a perfect mirror in which people saw themselves in God's own light. Is that what happened to Jesus? Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, true and living God, whom we worship in spirit and in truth, died because he was a perfect mirror that put to lie our notions of life and how to live it. We crucified him in a vain attempt to break that mirror into pieces by nailing it on the cross, burying the truth in a borrowed tomb, only to have it rise again on the third day, light shining out of darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. It's Holy Week. When you look into this perfect mirror, what do you see? When you see yourself in the eyes of God, see yourself according to the truth of God's word, when you see yourself reflected in answered prayer, what do you see in this perfect mirror? This hymn writer gives you his answer. He says, at the cross, where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart roll away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. I'm Vashti McKenzie. It's Good Friday, and this is your wake-up call.